This morning on WCHL, the Orange County Five arrested at a Moral Monday protest could have all charges dropped.
Until now, Judge Hamilton has rejected those arguments.
Your local mayors are teaming up to tackle growing concerns for affordable housing in Orange County for those using housing choice vouchers.
As their leases have run up, they've encountered difficulty in trying to find other apartments or rental agencies that will accept housing vouchers.
And UNC is preparing to hold another emergency drill on campus. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports this morning, Carolina head coach Larry Fedora says in year three of his football system, things should start looking easier on the gridiron. And
did Olympic basketball go pro to win or for the money?
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
6:07 at WCHL, 68 degrees in Chapel Hill, and the beginning of a little warmer day today. Partly sunny, we have a little patchy drizzle predicted for this morning. Areas of fog this morning as well, although not as thick as yesterday. We don't have any kind of a fog advisory. Our high temperature today in the upper 80s, so just about 5 or 6 degrees warmer than yesterday. The attorney for the so-called Orange County Five says he's encouraged by the recent dismissal in Wake County of five other Moral Monday protester cases based on a recent U.S. Supreme Court ruling that protest-free buffer zones on public property around abortion clinics are unconstitutional. Orange County Commissioner Mark Dornison is the attorney representing the Orange County Five, a group of elected officials arrested last year for trespassing and related charges during protests of Republican policies at the North Carolina General Assembly. Those protesters are Carborough Alderpersons Michelle Johnson, Damon Siles, and Sammy Slade, former Carborough Mayor and now Orange County Register of Deeds-elect Mark Chilton, and Chapel Hill Town Council member Donna Bell. Last week, Wake County District Court Judge Joyce Hamilton dismissed five Moral Monday cases, citing the Supreme Court's ruling on that Massachusetts abortion clinic case, McCullen versus Coakley. Dornison told WCHL he was as surprised as anybody.
Moral Monday lawyers have been making the constitutional argument in all of the Moral Monday trials that have gone on so far, and until now, Judge Hamilton has rejected those arguments.
He said he always believed that the order to arrest the protesters was unconstitutional. He and some of his clients have informed WCHL in the past that they were looking forward to making that case in Superior Court. But if Hamilton's ruling sticks, that may not even be necessary.
What is interesting about the ruling and what is hopeful for everyone involved is that if, in fact, the General Assembly police order that led to the arrest of everyone in the building, regardless of what they were doing, if, in fact, that is unconstitutional, as Judge Hamilton has now indicated, then I believe all of the charges against all of the protesters should be dismissed.
Dornison added that he would consider it an ideal outcome if charges against all Moral Monday protesters were dropped based on Judge Hamilton's ruling. The North Carolina House and Senate spent weeks this summer unable to agree on a state budget. Now their inability to agree on how to adjourn could leave this year's session in more confusion. House and Senate Republicans passed competing versions of adjournment resolutions that differed on which legislation to consider if they were to return next week and in mid-November. The two sides would like to work out how to clean up coal ash pits and overhaul Medicaid. Without an adjournment agreement, the chambers technically remain in session and must hold skeleton meetings every fourth day, even if they don't transact any business to comply with the state constitution. Governor Pat McCrory could lure lawmakers back to Raleigh for an agreement if he vetoes a bill they left on his desk. A North Carolina state senator who didn't seek re-election this year has decided to resign about 5 months before his two-year term was to expire. Republican Senator Tom Goolsbee of Wilmington wrote Governor McCrory on Monday, announcing he was stepping down from his 9th district seat, effective immediately. The defense attorney says he's proud of conservative fiscal reforms he helped pass during his two terms, which he contends contributed to a lower Wilmington-area unemployment rate. Goolsbee wrote that he resigned because a budget-adjusting session at the General Assembly is now over, but lawmakers are considering whether to return to Raleigh for more work this year, as we mentioned a moment ago. State securities regulators earlier this year revoked Goolsbee's investment advisor registration after complaints about an investment firm of which he was a partner. WCHL News Time, 6:11. More news in just a moment.
What would you do without her? Do you ever stop and think about that? You've had so many years together, it's like she's woven into your soul, into your very being. Sometimes you can't tell who is you and who is her. You're together in a way that only happens with years of loving each other. She's such a part of you now that the idea of life without her just doesn't make sense. What would you do without her? That's something you never want to find out. I'm Berkeley Grimble of Grimble Jewelers. This anniversary, love her with the gift that tells her with a big exclamation point that life with her is the only thing you want. A diamond set in a pendant or earrings, or that bigger diamond in her engagement ring. And when you hand her that little box, you say to her, "What would I do without you, honey?" And when she opens it, you tell her, "I never want to find out." Grimble Jewelers, because your life together is the only life you want. Grimble Jewelers, corner of Franklin and Elliott, Chapel Hill. GrimbleJewelers.com.
With health care reform, the Affordable Care Act, and insurance mandates in the news, it's no wonder if you're confused. Come back to health care that starts with you, a place you can trust. UNC Family Medicine. We've been providing high-quality primary care to the community for over 45 years. Come see us. Make your appointment now at uncfamilymedicine.org. UNC Family Medicine. Caring for the course of your life.
Table, a local nonprofit that provides healthy emergency food aid to hungry Chapel Hill and Carborough children, is getting a new look. Newfangled web design team has developed a new logo and website for us to facilitate user navigation and better represent our work in the community. We invite you to go to tablenc.org to check it out and learn more about ways to get involved in the effort to end childhood hunger in Chapel Hill and Carborough. Thanks, WCHL, for caring about the youth in our community.
WCHL News Time is 6:13. The mayors of Chapel Hill and Carborough are holding a joint news conference later today to highlight the problems of low-income residents whose housing choice vouchers are being rejected by local landlords. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
The existence of the housing choice vouchers is important to so many families here in our community. We are known far and wide as a community where it's difficult often to find affordable housing.
That's Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt. He and Carborough Mayor Lydia Lavelle will hold a joint news conference today at Carborough Town Commons to talk about the problems faced by low-income residents whose housing choice vouchers are rejected by some landlords in the area. Housing choice vouchers are funded through the federal government's Department of Housing and Urban Development. In Carborough and Chapel Hill, they're administered by Orange County government. Eligible renters are required to pay the difference between the rent charged by the landlord and the amount subsidized by the program. Last summer, leaders of the towns of Chapel Hill and Carborough began hearing that some prominent local landlords, including General Services Corporation, had stopped accepting housing choice vouchers. In Carborough, GSC owns Estes Park, Royal Park, Carolina Apartments, Ridgewood, and University Lake. In Chapel Hill, the corporation owns Pine Gate, Booker Creek, Franklin Woods, and Kingswood. According to the press release from the town of Chapel Hill announcing today's news conference, the refusal of some landlords to accept the vouchers displaced about 60 families. Lavelle told WCHL that while there was an initial outcry over that, there hasn't been much public discussion since. She said that now is the time to bring the issue again to the forefront.
Over the course of the last year, as the folks who use these vouchers, as their leases have run up, they've encountered difficulty in trying to find other apartments or rental agencies that will accept housing vouchers.
She added that the news conference is part of a brainstorming process that gets the community involved in thinking through the problem.
Several housing organizations have been meeting to try to help these residents, as well as the town of Chapel Hill and town of Carborough. We've been working on it as well.
Lavelle said she hopes that other landlords in the community will respond positively. She added that current and previous voucher users will be at the news conference, as well as some realtors that accept housing vouchers and are happy to share their experiences. Carborough's mayor said that while there are some administrative hassles for landlords who accept vouchers, those are outweighed by the advantages of honoring them.
Often, these renters are long-term residents. And so once you are able to establish a home, and once one of these residents is in their home, they very often become a very good tenant and stay on for many years.
The Carborough Board of Aldermen discussed the situation at its last meeting in June. Members agreed to allocate money from a housing trust fund to help eligible tenants pay down their deposits. Lavelle said that Orange County is also looking at ways to streamline the process on the front end to make it easier on landlords. WCHL reached out to General Services Corporation's Durham office for comment and was referred to the corporate office in Richmond, Virginia. A message was left, and GSC had not returned the call as of Monday afternoon. The news conference with Mayors Kleinschmidt and Lavelle will be held at 10 a.m. at Carborough Town Commons next to Town Hall at 301 West Main Street. You can find this story at chapelborough.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The university will conduct an emergency drill next Monday that will affect traffic on Manning Drive between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. Actors will portray campus community members and victims in order to simulate a response to an actual emergency on campus. Emergency personnel and vehicles will be visible along Manning Drive, and uniformed responders will react as they would in an actual emergency. A portion of Manning Drive will be closed for the duration of the drill, and drivers are encouraged to use the posted detour route along Bowles Drive. The FCX, HU, S, and U bus routes will all use the Bowles Drive detour. The bus stops on Manning Drive at Erringhouse Dorm and Hinton James Dorm will be closed during the drill. Riders can board detoured buses at the stop on Manning Drive at the Public Safety Building. In a press release, Chapel Hill Transit announced that efforts will be made to maintain the normal schedule, but customers are encouraged to allow for extra travel time and delays. The drill will also impact schedule projections on the Next Bus website. For more information about the drill, visit alertcarolina.unc.edu. For more information regarding Chapel Hill Transit that day, you may contact customer service at 919-485-7433. And again, that is next Monday, August 11th, when that will happen. And we have that phone number on our website on the story. It is 617 at WCHL. Ladies and gentlemen, look who's here this morning. He's back. He decided to return. Rand Northam.
I sure did. Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Yeah. Now, the truth can be told. What kinds of debauchery were you involved in while you were away?
Well, I stayed away from Ebola in Atlanta. I was real close to it, but didn't get close enough to the Ebola itself.
Didn't get caught up in any chicken gun year either.
No, none of that. None of that, thankfully.
All right. Well, we had our health director yesterday.
That's right.
Telling us that that was not likely to be a danger for you. So we were concerned about you. But
very good news.
Glad you're back.
Well, thank you very much.
It's time now for traffic and weather together. And just so you'll know, Rand looks as good as always. In fact, better than usual. He's got on kind of a dark purple kind of eggplant colored tie this morning, or shirt, and matching tie, and just looks just as splendid as ever, so hasn't lost any fashion sense while he's been away.
Well, thank you very much.
But yeah,
I appreciate that.
It is time now for traffic, and traffic brought to you this morning by Cruisers.
Well, I join you this early because we do have word from the Triangle Traffic Twitter account that says it just got off the phone with Chatham County Dispatch. A crash on 15501 is involving two tractor trailers. This is 15501 suggesting to use Jack Bennett to Lystra. I'm not actually sure of the area. I'm trying to think of where the area is. I'm trying to look at the map too, but just got this word in.
Just a little bit south of town.
Gotcha. Great. So 15501 in that area is shut down right now.
Wow.
So you'll want to use Jack Bennett to Lystra if you're traveling in that area. We'll continue to monitor the area, but two tractor trailers involved in that accident. So that's going to take a while, I'm sure, to clean up.
That could really cause some problems with folks trying to come into town today and
exactly.
That sort of thing. So,
yeah.
You know, that's not a good way to start the morning.
No, it is not.
I know that you'll continue to follow that situation and let us know what happens there.
Certainly will.
But two tractor trailer rigs on a on a road there that's not that wide to begin with, I mean, that's pretty serious business there.
Sure, definitely.
At any rate, thank you very much.
You bet. Thank you.
It's good to see you again.
Good to be seen. Good to see you.
I missed you. Well, although Aaron did a fine job.
Well, I'm very glad.
Still,
I knew
you.
That he would.
Missed you being away.
I missed
and
you too, Ryan.
We'll... All right, well, hey, we both should become stand-up comics. But I'll talk to you a little bit later on.
Sounds good.
Cruisers Convenience Marketplace serves fresh brewed coffee fast, guaranteed it tastes great. Fill up this morning at Cruisers on your way to wherever you're going. Cruisers, good to go. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather looks like this. It is 69 degrees, partly sunny, a little patchy drizzle this morning. It's a little bit of rain. Areas of fog this morning as well. Not anything like yesterday. Yesterday we had some really dense fog in some areas, but today a little bit of fog out there. High today in the upper 80s, about 88 degrees, a little bit warmer than yesterday. Tonight we're looking at partly cloudy skies with a low around 65, and then tomorrow mostly sunny with a high in the low 90s. So the heat will return tomorrow, in case you've missed it. It's coming back. WCHL Championship Sports preseason training camp is in full swing for the number 23-ranked Carolina football team. And with the season opening game against Liberty a mere 25 days away, head coach Larry Fedora is giving the Tar Heels a crash course in preparation for a 2014 campaign full of high expectations. WCHL's Matt Oakes reports.
Coach Fedora says he's been happy with the energy level and excitement surrounding the players during preseason practices, which began last Friday.
You know, I was really pleased with the way they moved around. I mean, it's your typical first day. We're in shorts and everybody's hopes are high, and you know they're excited, and they were all flying around. But probably, you know, again, it was more about the recall for the coaches, seeing how much they had done over the summer, what they knew, what they didn't know, and we were really pleased.
The first couple seasons under the Coach Fedora regime has seen modest success for the Tar Heels, who've gone 15-10 overall, with a Belk Bowl win putting an exclamation point on 2013. But in year three in the system, Coach Fedora says he expects things will come even easier for the Tar Heels.
Right now, I mean, you do have guys over there that have been in the system now for 3 years, and so they don't have to think about it anymore. They know what they're doing. They can react, and they can actually be as good as they can be. I mean, they're because now they don't have to worry about things. I mean, there's not a whole lot of thought process in it. Now they can react to what they're seeing and what's going on and just play ball.
The number one question as the season creeps ever closer will continue to be the status of the starting quarterback. Marquise Williams and Mitch Trubisky continue to duke it out on the Navy Field practice facility. But although Coach Fedora won't tip his hand on his starter, he has revealed the winning criteria for the job.
It's going to be, you know, who makes the offense most productive. You know, there's no doubt about it. It's going to be who's the most productive player on the field and who makes the offense most productive. You know, and then on top of that, it's kind of who leads his team the best. You know, and so those are two major factors for us. But, I mean, production's still going to be number one.
For those expecting a decision on the quarterback position, think again. Coach Fedora is in no hurry to make a call.
What, the game's on the 30th, right? Yeah. We got to make a decision, you know, that morning sometime, I would imagine. So we got to put somebody out there for that first snap.
The man who will be play calling for the Tar Heel offense this fall, Seth Luttrell, is eager to take some more aggressive shots down the field in Keenan Stadium. Earlier on in the spring, Coach Fedora says the player's knowledge was far more advanced than Coach Luttrell because he wasn't able to bring his own offensive scheme with him from Bloomington. But now, the former Indiana offensive coordinator has caught up. Coach Fedora says Coach Luttrell is much more comfortable in the offensive scheme these days.
He's a whole lot more comfortable, and you got to remember now, Seth's more comfortable with what we're doing because, I mean, Seth didn't bring his offense in here. You know, what he was used to calling and what the terminology he was used to. Seth has learned this offense and then added some things to it that he brought to it, but he had to learn the terminology. I do think he feels a lot more comfortable just understanding the strengths and weaknesses of the kids he's got and what he can do with them.
Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
A lot of excitement surrounding the Carolina football program, and again, only 25 days away, if you can believe that. Panthers franchise player Greg Hardy entered a not guilty plea in an arraignment hearing. His jury trial has been set for November 17th, according to his attorney, Chris Fialco. The Pro Bowl defensive end is appealing a July 15th conviction on misdemeanor charges of assaulting a female and communicating threats. The trial date is scheduled during Carolina's bye week. Carolina will host Atlanta on November 16th. However, Fialco, the attorney, issued a statement on Monday saying he believes the trial will be pushed back from there. It is 6:25 at WCHL. Time now for the Osgood File on WCHL.
Osgood File. Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. It was 1981, the start of the Reagan administration. James Brady had been at his dream job as press secretary just 10 weeks when John Hinckley Jr. tried to assassinate the president, who was leaving a speaking engagement.
Back to the White House. Rawhide is okay.
The president had in fact suffered a punctured lung, but James Brady took a bullet to the brain. and it would forever change the gun control debate. More after this from Charlie.
Here's a true story about identity theft. A man in Seattle went to bed with nearly $300,000 in his bank account. But by morning, the money had vanished because of some identity thief. What if some thief got to your life savings? Look, no one can stop all identity theft. But here's what I've done. I've armed myself with LifeLock Ultimate Plus. That's right, LifeLock's best just got better. LifeLock Ultimate Plus is the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. It helps to protect your identity, your bank and retirement accounts, your credit cards, even the equity in your home. How many other identity theft protection services do that? Zero. So why risk it? Do what I did and get LifeLock Ultimate Plus and sleep easier knowing that if a thief goes after your identity or life savings, LifeLock is on it. Visit LifeLock.com now and use my last name, Osgood, to get 10% off your LifeLock Ultimate Plus membership. Or call LifeLock at 800-838-8040 and mention Osgood. 800-838-8040. 800-838-8040.
Network does not cover all transactions.
Former Reagan press secretary and gun control campaigner James Brady passed away yesterday at the age of 73. He came to Washington as a conservative Republican, but in an instant found himself a symbol of the consequences of easy access to guns.
I know I would not be sitting here in this damn wheelchair if we had common sense legislation.
It actually took him a few years to fully support his wife Sarah's campaign for federal background checks and a waiting period for gun purchases. But their campaign eventually won the support of former President Reagan in 1991, and the Brady Bill was signed into law by President Clinton in 1993. Will Volota is with the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence.
It's remarkable to reflect on the 2 million gun sales to criminals, domestic abusers, and other dangerous people that have been blocked by that legislation.
Jim Brady would never fully recover from his injury, but as he told CBS's Bill Plant in 2006, he was grateful just to have survived.
Were there times when you thought you wouldn't make it?
Yes.
What was that like?
Those weren't the happiest times.
But you still are bitter or no?
Well, it's not classy to be bitter. And I try to be classy, as you know.
And despite his struggle, like his old boss, he never lost his sense of humor.
I've learned that it is smarter to duck.
It is smarter to duck. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.
This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know that 70% of the people over the age of 65 will require long-term care? Today, 1 year of long-term care is estimated to cost $75,000, and in 30 years, it will rise to $250,000. The average age of a buyer is 57, when most people can qualify for good health discounts. A long-term care policy protects you in case you lose the capacity for independent living. Call my office at 913-1144 to schedule a complete review of your insurance. This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know?
Trust. In the dry cleaning business, trust is what you expect. Hi, this is Brenda Honeycutt. And for more than three decades, our family-owned and operated business has been earning the trust of our loyal customers. I invite you to find out why so many Chapel Hill families trust their everyday and hard-to-handle items with us. Plaza Dry Cleaners on Elliott Road in the Whole Foods Shopping Center. Plaza Dry Cleaners. Improve your image. Come clean with us.
At Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace headquarters, we are thrilled with the tremendous response to our hot, fresh coffee, but we need to clarify a few points. Cruiser's brews fresh coffee and discards any that doesn't get enjoyed while fresh. This not-so-fresh coffee is not available for purchase and resale by other coffee shops. Though Cruiser sells coffee shop quality coffee using 100% Arabica beans, we cannot provide the snooty service often associated with coffee shops. And although our taste rate guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. Fresh, great-tasting coffee, guaranteed, only at Cruiser's. Good to go.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Integrated Body Work. It's 50% off. A one-hour massage valued at $110. Available today for only $55. Integrated Body Work is a therapeutic massage facility conveniently located in the heart of Chapel Hill at 1504 East Franklin Street. Integrated Body Work's expert massage therapist, Lisa Green, has helped hundreds of patients in the Chapel Hill Carborough area increase their quality of life through pain resolution and management. It's half off a one-hour massage from Integrated Body Work, and it's available for a limited time. So buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com. LocalDeal.com.
Tradition never graduates.
Cardinals bring the house and down he goes.
All out.
Loses the handoff and Carolina picks up the fumble.
Every game. All season long.
What way? Can't be. the Tar Heels score today.
Catch all of the action right here on the Tar Heels Sports Network.
Are you getting excited yet about Carolina football? Tar Heels open up the season on August 30th against Liberty, and you can hear it all right here on WCHL.
And now your Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point. It is 69 degrees, partly sunny. Don't be surprised if we get a little drizzle this morning, and also some areas of fog out there today. High today about 88 degrees, a little warmer than yesterday. Not as hot as tomorrow. Tomorrow will be in the low 90s. Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carborough community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM WCHL, and you'll find it on our website, chapelborough.com.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett. After nearly a month of conflict, it's a three-day truce. Fighting between Israel and Hamas has stopped in Gaza.
I'm Robert Berger in Jerusalem. Israel pulled its ground forces out of Gaza and redeployed in defensive positions on the Israeli side of the border. If the truce continues to hold, Israel will send a delegation to Cairo for indirect talks with Hamas on a long-term ceasefire.
In Gaza, the truce started at 8 in the morning, and as the attack stopped, many residents went out and stopped at markets. As for the talks in Cairo, Michael Singh with the Washington Institute for Near East Policy says the Israelis want to use talks to reduce the influence of Hamas in the region.
Both Israel, Egypt, and some of the Arab states will want to see ceasefire negotiations return the Palestinian Authority to Gaza, at least to the border crossings. They'll want to see those border crossings regulated so that Hamas can't just rearm itself.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
6:32, and we have 69 degrees at WCHL. And the beginning of a cloudy day, for the most part, a chance of a little light drizzle this morning. High today about 88. I'm Ron Stutz. The attorney for the so-called Orange County Five says he's encouraged by the recent dismissal in Wake County of five other Moral Monday protester cases based on a recent U.S. Supreme Court ruling that protest-free buffer zones on property around abortion clinics are unconstitutional. Orange County Commissioner Mark Dorison is the attorney representing the Orange County Five, a group of elected officials arrested last year for trespassing and related charges during protests of Republican policies at the North Carolina General Assembly. Those protesters are Carborough Alderman Michelle Johnson, Damon Siles, and Sammy Slade, former Carborough Mayor and now Orange County Register of Deeds-elect Mark Chilton, and Chapel Hill Town Council member Donna Bell. Last week, Wake County District Judge Joyce Hamilton dismissed five Moral Monday cases, citing the Supreme Court's ruling on that Massachusetts abortion clinic case, McCullen versus Coakley. Dorison told WCHL he was as surprised as anyone.
Moral Monday lawyers have been making the constitutional argument in all of the Moral Monday trials that have gone on so far, and until now, Judge Hamilton has rejected those arguments.
Dorison said he always believed that the order to arrest the protesters was unconstitutional. He and some of his clients have informed WCHL in the past that they were looking forward to making that case in Superior Court. But if Hamilton's ruling sticks, that may not even be necessary.
What is interesting about the ruling and what is hopeful for everyone involved is that if, in fact, the General Assembly police order that led to the arrest of everyone in the building, regardless of what they were doing, if, in fact, that is unconstitutional, as Judge Hamilton has now indicated, then I believe all of the charges against all of the protesters should be dismissed.
Dorison added that he would consider it an ideal outcome if charges against all Moral Monday protesters were dropped based on Judge Hamilton's ruling. The North Carolina House and Senate spent weeks this summer unable to agree on a state budget. Now their inability to agree on how to adjourn could leave this year's session in even more confusion. House and Senate Republicans passed competing versions of adjournment resolutions that differed on which legislation to consider if they were to return next week, and in mid-November, the two sides would like to work out how to clean up coal ash pits and overhaul Medicaid. Without an adjournment agreement, the chambers technically remain in session and must hold skeleton meetings every fourth day, even if they don't transact any business, in order to comply with the state constitution. Governor Pat McCrory could lure lawmakers back to Raleigh for an agreement if he vetoes a bill they left on his desk. The mayors of Chapel Hill and Carborough are holding a joint news conference today to highlight the problems of low-income residents whose housing choice vouchers are being rejected by local landlords. WCHL's Danny Hooley has the story.
The existence of the housing choice vouchers is important to so many families here in our community. We are known far and wide as a community where it's difficult often to find affordable housing.
That's Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt. He and Carborough Mayor Lydia Lavelle will hold a joint news conference today at Carborough Town Commons to talk about the problems faced by low-income residents whose housing choice vouchers are rejected by some landlords in the area. Housing choice vouchers are funded through the federal government's Department of Housing and Urban Development. In Carborough and Chapel Hill, they're administered by Orange County government. Eligible renters are required to pay the difference between the rent charged by the landlord and the amount subsidized by the program. Last summer, leaders of the towns of Chapel Hill and Carborough began hearing that some prominent local landlords, including General Services Corporation, had stopped accepting housing choice vouchers. In Carborough, GSC owns Estes Park, Royal Park, Carolina Apartments, Ridgewood, and University Lake. In Chapel Hill, the corporation owns Pine Gate, Booker Creek, Franklin Woods, and Kingswood. According to the press release from the town of Chapel Hill announcing today's news conference, the refusal of some landlords to accept the vouchers displaced about 60 families. Lavelle told WCHL that while there was an initial outcry over that, there hasn't been much public discussion since. She said that now is the time to bring the issue again to the forefront.
Over the course of the last year, as the folks who use these vouchers, as their leases have run up, they've encountered difficulty in trying to find other apartments or rental agencies that will accept housing vouchers.
She added that the news conference is part of a brainstorming process that gets the community involved in thinking through the problem.
Several housing organizations have been meeting to try to help these residents, as well as the town of Chapel Hill and town of Carborough. We've been working on it as well.
Lavelle said she hopes that other landlords in the community will respond positively. She added that current and previous voucher users will be at the news conference, as well as some realtors that accept housing vouchers and are happy to share their experiences. Carborough's mayor said that while there are some administrative hassles for landlords who accept vouchers, those are outweighed by the advantages of honoring them.
Often, these renters are long-term residents. And so once you are able to establish a home, and once one of these residents is in their home, they very often become a very good tenant and stay on for many years.
The Carborough Board of Aldermen discussed the situation at its last meeting in June. Members agreed to allocate money from a housing trust fund to help eligible tenants pay down their deposits. Lavelle said that Orange County is also looking at ways to streamline the process on the front end to make it easier on landlords. WCHL reached out to General Services Corporation Durham office for comment and was referred to the corporate office in Richmond, Virginia. A message was left, and GSC had not returned the call as of Monday afternoon. The news conference with Mayors Kleinschmidt and Lavelle will be held at 10 a.m. at Carborough Town Commons next to Town Hall at 301 West Main Street. You can find this story at chapelborough.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL news time is 6:38. One more note. Tonight is National Night Out in our local community. National Night Out is an annual event now in its 31st year, co-sponsored by police departments across the country to promote close, friendly neighborhoods, the better to prevent drug abuse and crime. From 6 until 8 p.m., you're invited to turn on your outside lights, lock your doors, and spend the evening outside with your neighbors. Many neighborhoods in the area are hosting special events, and police officers will be there to meet with the residents as well. In Hillsboro, National Night Out is another example of the town's commitment to its close-knit, small-town character. Mayor Tom Stevens joined WCHL's Aaron Keck on the Monday afternoon news to discuss both National Night Out and the town's efforts in general to preserve its character in the face of development and growth.
I cannot praise our police officers. They do a very, very nice job. As mayor, you get a lot of complaints, but I will tell you that I get people who will stop me, and I've had people stop me and say, you know, our police officer gave me a ticket the other day, but it was so professional, and I just need to tell you.
So it's nice. That's the best kind of comment that you can get. Yeah, like, so your staff is doing their job.
That's refreshing. We do make an effort to stay, you know, you can't just say the police sort of keep us safe. It is something that we all do,
yes.
and on. Our police department works with the communities. I know there are several apartment complexes and several neighborhoods that are holding events, and we certainly encourage that.
That is Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, a conversation with the WCHL's Aaron Keck. You can hear the whole conversation on our website at chapelborough.com. And remember, National Night Out is tonight from 6 until 8 o'clock in Hillsborough, Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and all around the nation. And be sure to join Aaron Keck on the WCHL Afternoon News beginning at 3 p.m. each weekday. Aaron welcomes all three of Orange County's mayors to the WCHL studios at least once a week. 6:40 at WCHL. Coming up next, Jim Warren of NC Warren has today's commentary. He says it's time for our local utilities to get on board with solar energy, and they need to do that in a hurry. That is next on today's commentary. That'll be followed by Tar Heel Trivia on WCHL.
Carolina MediSpa is proud to offer the newest technology in laser tattoo removal. It is estimated that close to 10% of the U.S. population has an unwanted tattoo, and eventually as many as 50% of them want to have them removed. There is good news for those who have unwanted body art. New laser tattoo removal techniques can eliminate your tattoo with minimal side effects, and now in as little as 6 treatments. Call Carolina MediSpa at 919-493-3194 to schedule a free consultation.
Hey, Leonardo da Vinci, the Mona Lisa, she's a great success. But how did you get her to smile like that?
Oh, Michelangelo, it's obvious. I sent her to the Breadmans.
Breadmans on Rosemary Street?
Sure, they've got the great food with breakfast all day and low prices. You can't go in there and not come out smiling.
Guess I better head to Breadmans today.
Today?
Yeah, they got me painting this ceiling for the next 4 years.
Oh, bummer.
Breadmans Restaurant, a Chapel Hill tradition.
What, you think we only like a pizza?
There's no such thing as a free lunch. We've all heard this before, but how does it relate to your bank? Harrington Bank is one of the only banks in the Triangle who truly provides free checking. Our competitors say free, but they require you to maintain a hefty balance or limit your transactions. When Harrington Bank says free, we mean free. Free personal checking, free business checking, no lengthy requirements. Stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill to learn more. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
Wake up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL.
69 degrees, 642.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Jim Warren. Are you angry at Duke Energy executives for polluting North Carolina with coal ash? Well, now they're trying to kill our growing solar power industry. Duke Energy is already severely harming North Carolina's large-scale solar developers, and Duke's latest proposal could destroy our once-growing solar industry at both the rooftop and large-scale levels. That's right. Despite spending millions of customer dollars to make people think it supports solar power, Duke Energy has been stalling solar projects that are underway, and now it's trying to worsen the contracting rules for large-scale solar developers. Duke then plans to slash the price that rooftop solar customers receive for adding power to the grid. This is part of a national fight resulting from rapid solar power growth that has cut into the profits and threatens the business model of old-school monopoly utilities like Duke Energy. The North Carolina Utilities Commission must not allow Duke Energy to squash solar power in North Carolina. The commission must stop Duke from stalling large-scale solar contracts and prevent the utility from worsening its treatment of solar companies. Learn more at ncwarren.org. This is Jim Warren.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Tar Heel Trivia is brought to you by MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving. Here's your host, Jones Angel.
Carolina basketball went on quite a run in the second half of last season, sitting at 11-7 overall and 1-3 in conference play after a January 20th loss at Virginia. The Tar Heels ran off 12 consecutive victories, all coming against ACC competition. The 12 straight conference wins, a rarity. In fact, it has been more than two decades since the Heels last pulled that off. Today's Tar Heel trivia question: when was the last time the Tar Heels had 12 straight conference wins before last year? The answer comes up in 1 minute.
My name is Carson, and I'm 10 years old.
I was just 5 months old when my daddy was taken away by a drunk driver. When I think about my dad, it makes me sad that I never got to know him. It would have been so cool to play basketball with him and for me to just be able to give him a hug. I didn't get to hear him say how much he loved me. I miss my daddy every day. Your plans include alcohol. Please include a non-drinking designated driver. Don't you think every kid deserves to grow up with a daddy?
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Tar Heel basketball ran off 12 consecutive ACC victories last season, something the Heels hadn't done in more than two decades. So when was the last time Carolina pulled it off? 1987, when Carolina finished conference play a perfect 14-0. The 87 Tar Heels, featuring the likes of Jeff Lebo, J.R. Reed, and Kenny Smith, were one of the best in school history, going 32-4 overall and never dropping lower than fifth in the national rankings. Unfortunately, the Tar Heels were upset by Syracuse in the round of eight of the NCAA tournament that season.
Tar Heel Trivia has been brought to you by MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
646 at WCHL. Mr. Ron Stutz coming up next. Traffic and weather together. And I'll just tell you, we have some real problems south of town today due to an accident involving a couple of tractor trailer rigs in 15501. More on that coming up from Rand Northam in just a moment.
This is Kit Ballew of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Over the last 15 years, thousands of you out there have worked with us to buy or sell property. And you always come back and you always refer your friends and family to us.
We are grateful for that loyalty and never take you for granted. This message really isn't for you. In fact, you guys hum quietly to yourselves. You know who you are.
This message is for those of you who don't have the kind of relationship with a realtor that we have with our clients. If you are buying or selling property, then you owe it to yourself to call Franklin Street.
Obviously, we prefer to be the only call you make, but if you're looking around, we should certainly be on your short list. Do this. Go to our website, check us out, give us a call.
FranklinStreetRealty.com. Our phone number is there, our agents are there, the bus schedule is there.
The buses here are free.
Yeah, and all kinds of cool links to local stuff.
Local, you mean like us, locally owned and operated?
Exactly. Not just another pretty faceless corporation. Franklin Street Realty at 929-7174. Why would you call anyone else?
Trust. In the dry cleaning business, trust is what you expect. Hi, this is Brenda Honeycutt. And for more than three decades, our family-owned and operated business has been earning the trust of our loyal customers. I invite you to find out why so many Chapel Hill families trust their everyday and hard-to-handle items with us. Plaza Dry Cleaners on Elliott Road and the Whole Foods Shopping Center. Plaza Dry Cleaners. Improve your image. Come clean with us.
647 at WCHL. Time now for Traffic and Weather Together. Traffic brought to you this morning by Cruisers.
Thank you very much, Ron. And right now, we're continuing to follow the traffic problem, which is south of Chapel Hill. It's on 15501. The detour is between Lystra and... Now I'm totally blanking on
Jack Bennett Road.
Jack Bennett, thank you very much. As this has shut down 15501 in that area, it's a good little stretch, and unfortunately, Lystra to Jack Bennett is quite a detour that you're going to have to take, but that's the only way to get northbound and southbound on 15501 right now. Yeah. Again, this is south of Chapel Hill. An image just came through, Triangle Traffic tweeting out, and to describe this, you can go see it on Twitter, at WCHL, we just retweeted it, but... one of the tractor trailers has been split in two, the trailer part of it.
Wow.
The back part of the trailer, the back, I guess it'll be eight wheels, four wheels, are in one area. And then a little ways down the road, there are the rest of the tractor trailer, because it looks like a tractor trailer just went right through the rest of that. So it's one of those thinner materials, maybe a thinner aluminum or a thinner metal that was split through, because it's only carrying, it looks like maybe mulch or something like that. So it wasn't a heavy-duty truck, But still, the fact that it was split in two is quite remarkable.
Any word on injuries, anything like that?
No word on that yet. This is still just kind of trickling in right now, but all we know of is the closure of the road and the fact that that is what occurred. So we'll continue to follow that and see if there are any injuries and just about how long this is going to take. The rest of the area, as far as north of that, in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and into the Durham and Wake areas, moving smoothly right now. No accidents and no additional delays.
Wow. So if you're coming into Chapel Hill from south of town, you need to take a right onto Jack Bennett Road.
Exactly.
Because and then go over from there to Listra Road.
Right.
Because once you pass Jack Bennett, then that's when the delay starts, and you can't go through there.
Right. And I'm sure that somebody is at Jack Bennett and Listra both, letting everybody know that that's the way you have to go.
Well, somebody's calling in right now. Perhaps that's another road warrior.
Maybe.
And we'll let you know what that person has for us, if there's any information. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace serves fresh brewed coffee fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fill up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. WCHL's Chapel Hill cover of weather looks like this. It is 68 degrees right now. Partly sunny today. A little patchy drizzle predicted this morning. Don't be surprised if you see a little light rain. Areas of fog this morning, but nothing like yesterday. Yesterday we had a dense fog advisory in effect until 10 a.m., but that is not the case today. Just a little bit of fog out there in some areas. Just watch out for it. Our high temperature today in the upper 80s, a little bit warmer than yesterday. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 65, and then tomorrow, warmer still, mostly sunny with a high in the low 90s tomorrow. So the hot weather is going to be back. It is 6:51 at WCHL. Looks like Rand may have a little more information for us. And Rand, what do you got?
Well, a better detour for you, which is great news. Rusty Rogers, a WCHL road warrior, calling in for us. He says if you turn onto Andrew's Store Road and then connect with Man's Chapel Road, that is actually a quicker and better alternative for you.
Oh,
so
cool.
Save a little time this morning because you're not going to get there on 15501. Turn onto Andrew's Store and then onto Man's Chapel from there. Or if you're going the opposite direction, Man's Chapel onto Andrew's Store.
Yeah, that would make a lot of sense. And that's kind of a nice drive, actually.
Yeah, not too bad.
I know that's no consolation when you're in a hurry to get to work,
true.
But certainly it's better than the alternative.
Exactly.
So thanks very much. I know you're going to stay on top of that situation.
You bet.
That's really unfortunate to start off the day like that. And we'll let you know if about those drivers of those two vehicles, if anyone's hurt, that sort of thing. It sounds pretty serious out there. That's 15501 south of Chapel Hill. That's where it's all happening. 6:52 at WCHL, and good morning. Time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. Got a few of those to pass along to you. Actor John Saxon is 78 years old today. College Football Hall of Famer and former NFL player Roman Gabriel is 74. I don't know if you know about Roman Gabriel, but he played his college football at North Carolina State University. I had the opportunity to meet him one time, and my son was very young and was with me at the time. It was a celebrity golf tournament, and he was the nicest guy. He really was. I mean, he just took the time to talk to not only my son, but to all the kids out there, and just was a fine guy. Roman Gabriel, 74 years old today. Actress Lonnie Anderson, 69. She was on WKRP in Cincinnati, one of my all-time favorite television shows. Lonnie Anderson, 69 years old today. Actress Erica Slezak, 68. Rick Derringer, rock and roll, Hoochie Coo, 67 years old. Also with the McCoys, Rick Derringer, 67 years old today. Actress Holly Palance, Jack Palance's daughter, 64 years old today. Of course, you may or may not know that Jack Palance, the famous actor, went to Carolina. Singer Samantha Sang, 61 years old today. Actress-singer Maureen McCormick is 58 years old. She played Marcia on The Brady Bunch, did she not? Anyway, she's 58 years old today. Our author David Baldacci, 54. Actress Toni Kitaen is 53. Actress Janet McTeer, 53. Basketball Hall of Famer Patrick Ewing is 52 years old today. Actor Jonathan Silverman is 48. Country singer Terry Clark, 46. Retired Major League Baseball All-Star John Olerud is 46. And let's see, actor Brendan Riot Barrett is 28 years old today. Got a couple of local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. First of all, Valerie Swartz is just an all-around wonderful person, writer, a good citizen. She does so many wonderful things in the community. She has a birthday today, so if you see Valerie somewhere, Please wish her a very happy birthday. In addition to that, our birthday winner of the day is Doug Brockett, a local musician who, you know, still the only guy I know who has a raccoon tail hanging from his guitar. Doug Brockett, our birthday winner. He gets a $10 gift certificate to UPS stores, Fordham Boulevard and Minamont. Happy birthday, Doug Brockett.
Ladies and gentlemen, Rock and Roll Tuesday.
Yes, it is.
It's time.
Yes.
It's time. Time!
Chamber Brothers.
Time has come today. I love that song.
Great.
I love the Chambers Brothers, too, man. Have you ever heard their live version of People Get Ready?
No, I haven't heard that.
Oh, man.
Really?
Awesome.
All right.
People Get Ready. There's a train a-coming. Right. It's really good.
All right. I'll make a point to listen to that later.
Yeah, you need to look it up.
Hope everybody's doing well. Mm-hmm. It's August the 5th.
Yeah.
I have my first football game in 3 days.
Really? Wow. Where?
Preseason, Carolina Panthers.
All right.
I'll tell Mick Mixon you said hello.
I hope you do. I'm distracted because I'm thinking about the rock and roll.
And we're going to do top 10 tunes today.
Okay.
It's 1972, 73.
All right. Always asking questions from the 70s.
Yeah.
All right.
Name both the tune and the group.
Okay.
Here we go.
1972.
Came out in 72, but probably by the time 73 was now established, it's a pretty good hit.
I'm going to play it right now. Here we go.
All right, everybody, listen carefully. Oh, I know what this is. Can you identify this song? Call right now, 919-929-WCHL. Tell me the name of the song and the artist, and you can be our winner. The 656.
Time for school means time for school sports to begin. If your child needs a sports physical to play, UNC Family Medicine is here for you. UNC Family Medicine can get you in and out quickly so your young athlete can get back to the field. You'll be cared for by the same physicians and staff that work with UNC teams and the Chapel Hill Carrboro High School teams. Make your appointment now at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way that UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
Summertime is upon us, and your friends at Glass Half Full Restaurant, Wine Bar, and Wine Shop invite you to enjoy lunch or dinner outdoors on our beautiful garden patio. As the season changes, so does our menu and wine selection. Glasses of copper-colored rosés shine beside fresh spring greens, fragrant herbs, and crisp new vegetables from the farmer's market. And our pitchers of icy cold sangria return. Patio weather is here. Come enjoy at Glass Half Full. Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Chapel Hill Training. It's 67% off, a $120 value for 5 boot camp sessions available today for only $40. With today's offer, you can get 5 boot camp fitness sessions at Chapel Hill Training on Rosemary Street in Chapel Hill. Boot camp sessions combine total body exercises with cardio spurts to provide you with a comprehensive circuit training workout. In 2011, Chapel Hill Training was voted best gym by Chapelboro.com. It's over half off from Chapel Hill Training, and it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Boy, 657 at WCHL.
A highway. America.
Yeah.
And a good song written about a real place.
Yes.
Ventura Highway in California.
Yep. Came off the very successful album, Homecoming.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a bad cut on that album at all.
No, not really.
And as
pretty
a
good
single, Ventura Highway peaked at number 8.
Mm-hmm.
And the song's opening riff was sampled. I love that. Sampled. Ripped off.
Yeah.
Throughout Janet Jackson's 2001 tune, Someone to Call My Lover.
Yeah, exactly, man. It is ripped off.
It is.
But it's okay. I mean, it's kind of a tribute.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's a tip of the cap to...
Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery.
Three members of America.
Yeah.
But America's singles were always, and their songs were always, kind of had nonsense lyrics.
Yeah, kind of catchy, but...
Oh, in fact, in this song, if people remember...
Horse with No
Jerry
Name?
Beckley used the line when he was writing the song, Purple Rain.
Oh, really?
Which, there is some speculation
that
Prince borrowed Purple Rain, the title, from the lyric of that song, Ventura Highway.
Really?
Yes.
Hey, you know what, Freddie? We got a winner already this morning, and it is Lori Swikert. Boy, she is good. She knew the song before she even heard the lyrics. I mean, she knew it right away just from that little guitar riff at the beginning. Lori Swikert gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers this morning. Thank you so much, Lori. We appreciate your listening. And
this town don't look good.
That's Rock and Roll Tuesday. Freddie will have another question for you bright and early tomorrow morning on WCHL.
You don't care, I know.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, America and Ventura Highway.
Ventura Highway in the sunshine, where the days are longer, the nights are stronger than moonshine.
All right. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather, 69 degrees, high today about 88 degrees. Big chance of a little drizzle this morning, and also some fog in some areas, so be careful. It's 7 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapane. The anxious son of an Ebola victim waits for his mother's return from Liberia.
We're prayerful that she'll pull through on this.
Jeremy Ripoll's mother, Nancy, one of two missionaries who came down with the virus in Liberia, should be on the ground in Atlanta before very long. CBS News correspondent Vicki Barker is live with the latest.
Once the special medical plane touches down, Ripoll will be rushed to a dedicated isolation ward at Emory University Hospital. Like her colleague, Dr. Kent Brantley, her condition seems to be improving.
Nancy seemed to be in good spirits emotionally. Physically, she's been walking a little bit and even has started eating a little bit more.
But spokesman George Saloom says it is not yet clear whether the experimental drug both missionaries received is working or whether the pair would have improved on their own.
I'm Jim Taylor at Mount Sinai Hospital in New York. There is a patient here ensconced in a state-of-the-art isolation chamber. He arrived here yesterday with symptoms consistent with Ebola, stomach ache, high fever. He was immediately isolated and tested. And right now, doctors here are awaiting test results from the CDC. Those could come today, but officials here do stress the odds are this is not Ebola.
To the Middle East now, where a three-day ceasefire between Israel and Hamas took effect about 6 hours ago. CBS News correspondent Cammie McCormick has the latest from Tel Aviv.
The truce is holding, with Israeli ground forces now pulled out of Gaza itself. They're still in defensive positions along the border, and Israeli officials have said they're watching Hamas, but there have been no rockets since just before the truce began. So this opens a window of opportunity for talks in Cairo to go forward for a more lasting peace.
CBS's Clarissa Ward is in Gaza.
There's a sense of enormous relief and also celebration. People here